My name is Olivia Osborne, and welcome to What I'm Living For. What gets you out of bed each day? They asked me this before I leave the psychiatric ward of the hospital for my safety plan. I have no answer, and after a few minutes, they suggest friends, family. I give in and say friends, but it's a lie. I don't know why I wake up each day. Most days, I wish I didn't. This podcast is about my life as a 22-year-old white cis straight woman with a lot of privilege and a lot of pain. For whoever is willing to listen, truly listen, I'll take you through a journey of my past and present while simultaneously trying to find the answer to the question, what gets you out of bed each day? There's going to be no holding back. It's going to get messy, so strap in. So, here's a snippet of what this podcast might sound like. I write a lot, but don't ever share it with anyone. Written on April 5th, 2019. I always think I can't get more broken than I am, and then I do. Life never stops. There are no breaks, ever. So what you just heard, like I said, is some of my writing from when I was 18 years old. I'd like to open each episode with one of my pieces of writing because I've always been afraid of sharing them with the public. So no one but me has ever seen or heard any part of these writings until now. And yes, some of them will be poems. So 4 years have passed since I wrote that, and I still find that it can always get worse. It can also get better, but there's just no guarantee which way life is going to turn. Recently, I hit my lowest point and had a suicide attempt, the details of which I'll get into more later. Being checked into the loony bin was probably the worst thing I could have imagined, but little did I know getting checked in involuntarily a month later was going to be my new lowest point. It fucking sucked. I did, however, find in my first hospital stay that I felt a break from life for the first time, which I'm very grateful for. It is strange, though, how my whole life I've been searching for a break from life. I think that's a pretty clear sign of depression for me. I don't think that someone should be going through their life just wishing that it would stop every single day. I still wouldn't say I recommend going to the hospital because I don't wish for anyone else to be in the same terrible mental state that I was. Of course, if you need to, I highly suggest you look up one or ask your therapist for a suggestion of a trustworthy hospital. It was really eye-opening and humbling to see that I was just like all the other, quote, crazy people in there, and yet I appear to be so, quote, normal to all of my friends and family. I think that I'm definitely a highly functioning person with my mental illnesses, and if you know what that means, you know it's not always actually a good thing. It won't all be serious, though. One of the purposes of this podcast is to stop hiding and shaming mental illness, and to start really bringing to light and talking openly, honestly, and jokingly about, quote, very dark topics. I find that getting really serious when I'm talking about all these terrible things that have happened to me just tends to make people upset. I don't want to make people upset. I just want to make sure people understand who I am. So I hope that if you're capable and have the mental space, you'll listen to my shit show and follow along through my life. You might find that you relate to me. Take comfort in the fact that you are never alone. You might find that you don't relate at all. So please look around because you could probably help someone who's just like me. And let me just say, there's a lot more of us than you think. Thank you so much for listening to the trailer for my podcast, What I'm Living For. Again, I'm Olivia Osborne, and I hope you follow along in my journey.